Welcome to the ULM Forum. I'm Jay Curtis. Our guest today, Dr. Ron Barry. He's the Dean of the College of Business Administration here at the University of Louisiana at Monroe. Welcome to the ULM Forum, Dr. Barry.
Thank you, Jay. It's great to be here.
Number of things going on in the College of Business. The most important for the summer, even though there are many students in summer school, there are also quite a few out this summer on internships.
That's right, Jay. We've been working hard over the year, in fact, the past 6 years, to develop a strong internship program for our students. Our faculty believe that it's very important to allow our students to go out into the real world to supplement what we're teaching them in the classroom. We've been very fortunate to place students literally all over the world.
And this is something that's been an ongoing process. You said probably a six-year process that you've been working toward seeing some of the fruit you're seeing now.
Exactly. I guess 6 years ago, we started a program called our Business Symposium. And the intent, actually, there were many purposes of starting that program. One of the main purposes, however, was to reconnect with our successful alumni. One of the reasons we wanted to do that was to create opportunities for our students, both in terms of full-time employment and internships. And many of the internships that we have this summer are a result of that process. So we are beginning to see the fruits of our labor. One example of that is Fiserv, which is a Fortune 500 company. They've got offices all over the country. We invited Albert Koo, who is one of our alums, and he's president of one of the divisions in that very large international company. This summer, we're very fortunate to have placed two students in Boston, very exciting, and two in Dallas with Fiserv and Fiserv companies. What's more impressive, Jay, is Albert has told us that ULM is their school of choice now.
Really?
So we are extremely excited about that, very appreciative of Albert and Fiserv for selecting those students and those internships. And last year, we had our first full-time hire with Fiserv because of this process.
So it's a part of networking between the business administration, the College of Business, and really the business world.
Exactly right. Exactly right. And we do that all the time, but we never really focused on our alums. And, you know, we think our alums are our greatest ambassadors, and we're finding that to be true. They've been very interested in coming back to campus, and they like what they see. And they're now hiring our students, which is wonderful.
So you've also said that you've been working to get alumni involved in some other ways with the internship process, beyond the business networking side, but even in some other ways too.
We do, actually. One particular program that we're very excited about that we're launching this fall is an online mentoring program. And it's kind of interesting. One of our first speakers for our symposium was Sunil Kumar, who's the president and CEO of ISP, which is, a multinational firm based in New Jersey. And he called me one day and said, "Ron, I have an idea that will help your students. I participate in this online mentoring program, and I want to pay for it for you and your students."
Really?
So the alums are stepping forward again, and they're signing up to be online mentors for our students. And fortunately for us, Sunil has graciously agreed to pay for that service for us. So they're engaged in many ways in the college, not just hiring our students for interns and full-time employment. Another big thing that they've done for us, many of our students cannot afford to live in Boston, for example, or Dallas, or London, or Hong Kong, even.
Because it's pricey to get there, but then it's pricey to live there even just for a summer.
Exactly right. And our advisory board met with a group of students and asked that question: why will you not participate in internships around the world? And the very quick answer was, we can't afford it. We can't afford to pay the housing. We can't afford to get there.
No matter how great the opportunity might be, I can see that from a college student's perspective. If you were looking at, okay, I'm getting loans to be able to make my way through school semester by semester. Now, how would I possibly afford a plane ticket to Hong Kong and finding a place to live and that sort of thing?
Exactly right. I mean, I was in the same boat there, and I could not have afforded to do any of those things. So our alumni came forward again. We now have an internship support fund, which pays for flights, which pays for housing, so that our students can take advantage of those opportunities around the world. You know, we like to tell our students when we're recruiting them that we provide a world of opportunity, and this is one of those programs that allows us to do that. I briefly mentioned Hong Kong. We're very excited. We actually have two MBA students this summer in Hong Kong in internships working for the Peter Drucker Institute, which is obviously a well-respected institute. Peter Drucker is the father of management, and to have two of our MBA students in Hong Kong working with that institute is really phenomenal. And again, an alumni made that happen. One of our alums is the head of the business program at Shuyan University, where we have an MBA program. We actually go over during the summer, during the winter holidays, and deliver our MBA program. Well, the head of that program at Shuyan is one of our alums, and we reached out to him and said, you know, we would like to send some of our students to Hong Kong. And within a month or so, these opportunities appeared, and we're very grateful to them and to Shuyan for all they've done for these students. And our alums paid their airfare and helping them with their housing expense.
So having a chance to really offer that world of opportunities, not just in potential after you graduate, but for internships even far before then.
Absolutely, absolutely. And most of these internships end up leading to full-time employment. Another great story, one of my former students in CIS, Computer Information Systems, I guess 10 years ago, he graduated. He sent me an email 2 weeks ago and said, Dr. Berry, I did an internship with Lowe's when I was a student, and it's a Fortune 50 company. We have internship opportunities. Do you know of any students that might be interested? Well, I sent him a resume, and sure enough, last week they hired her.
Wow.
So they are bringing her to North Carolina, their corporate headquarters, and she'll work in the controller's office there. She's an accounting student, and just a phenomenal experience for her. You know, it will change her life. It'll change all these students' lives because of the opportunities provided by our alumni.
We certainly look forward to hearing more about those internships as certainly the business relationships develop, those networking relationships. You also have a couple of new programs outside of the internships, but there are a couple of new programs that are really management development opportunities for small and medium-sized businesses here locally that can have a chance to work with the experts on your faculty.
That's right. We're very excited about this program. We are partnering with the U.S. Small Business Administration, the Louisiana Economic Development, and the Louisiana SBDC to provide our faculty resources to small and medium-sized businesses this summer. Now, what we're doing is really looking at strategic planning. So if there are small and medium-sized businesses in our community that need help with strategic planning, we're there to help them. We will be having a workshop on June 19th. It's a Saturday from 8 to 4 p.m. in the administration building. From this workshop, we hope to identify other areas that we could provide assistance for. So if a business is there and they have a pretty good strategic plan, they know where they're going long term, but they need help with marketing, then we can assign faculty and students. We're actually hiring interns in the College of Business this summer to work with this program. So we'll assign faculty and students to that business to help them develop a marketing plan or to help them really with any business issue they might have.
Because most small business owners that I know are most of the time unbelievably focused on the day-to-day operations of a business. If you're talking about a small business owner, I mean, you're talking a small number of employees, their basic management of what happens today, what happens has to happen by the end of this month, or what has to happen to get this job. And a lot of times they don't get the chance to make that long-term look.
Exactly right. Exactly right. And we've got some very successful small, medium-sized businesses in our community, and we want to help them stay successful by looking long-term and planning long-term. There are a lot of opportunities for growth. There are a lot of opportunities to expand. And you do that by looking at the strategic side of things, the long-term view.
And you've got another workshop coming up actually later in the month of June that would work not just with, rather than with small businesses, but would be working with nonprofit organizations.
Exactly. Same concept. This program, we're partnering with the Northeast Louisiana Business and Community Development Center, which is our incubator project, which was funded by the Small Business Administration as well. And same thing. We want to help them look long-term, to look at things strategically rather than day-to-day. And so our faculty and students will be, they're excited, they're ready to help, and that program will be June 26th, again, 8 to 4 p.m. in the administration building on campus.
I know we've gotten the attention of a few people listening right now. If they want some more information about those workshops, where do they get it?
Well, they can send us an email at business@ulm.edu. They can call us, 342-1100, or they can email me, rberry@ulm.edu.
So what are some of the things that someone would expect to get coming from that workshop?
Well, the main idea is to get them to look long-term. As you mentioned earlier, a lot of businesses, very successful businesses, worry about the day-to-day things, which is important. And what we know in business is that you need to look long-term. You need to think about what's coming around the corner. And one of the things we're doing, we're already working on this, our Center for Business and Economic Research is currently conducting an environmental analysis. So they're looking at demographics of our region. They're looking at income levels, looking at population, age brackets, which is very important when you start thinking about the market for your products and services. So we'll go into these training sessions with that information in hand, and it's essentially free market research for these nonprofits and these small and medium-sized businesses.
Which is huge if you're the manager of or the owner of one of those businesses or managing a nonprofit. Also, very quickly, exciting news in the neighborhood of the NBA Online coming up very, very soon.
Exactly right. You know, we get probably more calls about our MBA program than any of our other programs. And most people ask, when is it going to be online? And we're very excited to announce that it will be online beginning in the fall 2010. You can find information about that on ULM's Gold page. So if you go to ulm.edu, click on the link for Gold Programs, which is where you find information on all ULM online programs. We created it because people wanted it, and we think it'll be a great learning experience for working professionals.
Well, and being able to do that on your time schedule rather than trying to find even an online class that meets at a certain time or coming to the campus.
Exactly right. Our marketing tagline is experience the convenience, earn the distinction. We think that we'll create it in a flexible format and still have the excellent quality of our face-to-face MBA program.
My guest today, Dr. Ron Berry, the Dean of the College of Business here at the University of Louisiana at Monroe. Ron, thanks so much for being here.
You bet. Thank you.
Comments or questions about the show can be emailed to woodard@ulm.edu or send them to ULM Forum, care of KEDM Public Radio, 250 Stubbs Hall, 401 Bayou Drive, Monroe, Louisiana, 71209. Podcasts of the ULM Forum are available online at kedm.org in the listening room.